Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Oh, glory, glory, glory. God should never have to search your heart to know you are grateful. No. God should never have to search your heart to know you are grateful. Say it. It should never have to search your heart to now see that you are really grateful. Laugh, rejoice, and give him praise. God should never have to search your heart to know you are grateful. Always give him praise. Always, 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 always. In Jesus' name we are praying. Now hear me. I remember during the lockdown, Pastor Poju was interviewing Daddy Gio. He said, yes, we know about your prayer, the way you do every day. How do you pray? What is the content of your prayer? He said, 90% of my prayer time, I am just giving thanks. Because your own idea is when you hear prayer warrior, they are always petitioning God. He said, 90% of your prayer time, of my prayer time, I'm just praising God. 90%. If that is the secret, believe it, it's a secret. The more happy you are, the merrier you are, the more grateful you are, the more you result, you see. Enter any organization, any ministry where they are always complaining, there will be dryness, the attendance will be dropping. Don't give God thanks. Oh, somebody has just left, rejoice. Give God praise. I'm telling you, you will begin to see his power like never before. Let me tell you this. Everybody, I'm going to pray for you this morning. You are going to pray. But let me show you a secret. Because God said I should show you this secret. And I want you to learn this. Sometimes, why is it that we pray? And prayer does not pray for gift of helpers, gift of men, gift of this. And some people's life doesn't change. Nothing changes. Is prayer the end of it? No way. There are certain other things that must be gotten right. So I listed things that stagnate men in life despite prayer. There are things people are doing that stagnate them. I've given you a very important secret. Don't say this is my temperament. Listen, even your marriage will be very painful and bitter if you are not an expressive person. Let me say it again. Now, I use marriage because that's the height of intimacy. Talk less of the place where you walk. Only you and probably those who are broken through your fence, your wall, will know you are a good person. Every other person will hate and reject you because you lack what it takes to express the goodness that is on your inside. And many believers believe if I can express myself to God, the rest you go and figure it out. No way. You must understand the wisdom in expressing yourself in fullness of gratitude, both to men and to God. If you are happy, say it. If you have been blessed, say it. I'm telling you this. Many of the places where some believers are hated and they are pushed out is because they don't know what is going on their inside. True or not true? Yes. They want somebody who come to light up the place, say, this is my nature. I mean, that is an irresponsible way to represent Christ. I remember that because I've had to train people for years. One time I was sick, I was in the hospital. People were praying for me. I did not even get a message from anyone and say, please recover soon. Maybe we miss you. I called them. Yeah, I know people are praying, but you are foolish. You can finish praying for me and I still deal with you because only God is answering your prayers. You must understand the wisdom for relating with men. There's wisdom. So, hear what I'm saying? Many believers lack poor relationship skills. They can't relate. I remember one time I was around church. God is the owner of the church, but he has placed me there as the lead pastor. Oh, I saw someone and I felt, wow, who is this person? My speech just argued with the person. How are you doing? So I held the person by the hand. How are you doing? What's your name? The person took my hands off. What's happening? That memory can't leave me. It can't leave me. Am I a bad person? Every other thing we're saying, I just said the problem. Just find a way and just go. You don't know. Maybe you are working at a place, your boss even just said, see me after the closing hour. You don't know what he wants. Say, hey, no, you're a married man. I don't. What did we carry? What did you throw? Poor relationship skills. Out of insecurity and whatever the case may be. Many Christians lack it. In fact, some of the brothers that sisters have been bouncing, no. It's because the only time they relate is when they want to marry you. Apart from that, there's no wisdom for normal day-to-day relationship. They don't know how to make the sisters laugh, how to come amongst them and mesmerize them with laughter and gist with them. No. Stone cold. Just look like that. When he likes you and says, Sister Bimpe, I like you, and then you are the person, and then this. If you don't marry me, God said that your destiny is finished. That's the word from the Lord. It's not me. You see, I just came to deliver as I've been sent. It's over to you now to go and pray about it, and whatever you decide is your business. That's you stay long like Methuselah. Oh yes. So many believers lack relationship skills. Get what I'm saying? Make it easy for favor to locate you. Ventilate your life. Don't call people only when you need money or when you need help. Chat people up randomly. How are you doing? It is better to have unreplied chat than to have no chat at all. Sometimes I tell people, I say, you think I'm busy? The last time you ever messaged me was October 2021. Let me prove it. This is 2023. I opened the thing. Some people get so careless that important and meaningful relationship will be watched till it gets cold, dried, and dead. It will get cold, dried, and dead. A time will come, it will look like they never had that relationship. Never allow it so. You must know how to water relationship. You must know how to ventilate it. You must know how to pursue it. Not just when you have a need. Not just when you have a problem. Not just when there are issues. No. You must know how to celebrate and honor people on normal days. Are you with me now? Very important. Please, I need to quickly call this, because as we are praying, people, we have to also be balanced. This is how we are going to get the result. It's not just about prayer. There are wisdom quotients that needs to be infused in these things so you can walk in the reality of what you need to walk in. Number two reasons why people get stagnated in life is bad character. I have seen places where meetings were called to be decided, that the fate of someone will be decided upon and how they will be helped, and something they have been praying for will be answered. And the only thing that will stand against them in that meeting is character. Then you begin to hear somebody say that this person, no way. You can't give this person this. That person, no way. This person is rude. And in all cases, I try my best to investigate and make sure that the speakers are not people who are speaking out of sentiment or out of unforgiveness and all that. And you find out that two people who have not met before have the same remark about the same person. The person doesn't smile, doesn't laugh. They greet the person, barely answer, broke, yet lack character, poor, yet lack people. What a great way for the devil to cheat people. Rudeness is a lazy man's way of imitating strength. Rudeness is a lazy man's way of imitating strength. You must decide, I will never be rude. No matter what it is, I will be polite. I will give sweet smelling. Are you following what I'm saying now? Incense. Everywhere I find myself. Are you aware there are believers you cannot recommend for jobs? They will disgrace you. yet they pray for favor. What is the hindrance? Not enemies from father's house, not village people, themselves now. Character issue. They are rude. Some will steal your money and eat it and still come to church and be saying amen before your presence. You are looking, this person has stolen. You are looking at person. You see, I have issues, and I'm saying this again. While I bless God for the prayer movement and all those things, we must be deliberate in raising believers who are not just loud in prayer, but their character is also loud in good fruit. Some are not, they are not receptive. You cannot tell them to attend to your guests for a minute. They will disgrace you and mess everything up. If favor should find something on your life right now with which it will land legally, what is it that you find? Number three reasons why many believers stagnate. Carelessness. Some are carefree people. They are careless with everything, every good thing God has placed around them. They have poor work ethics. They are careless with time. You give them appointments, see me by 10, they will show up 11:20. And they will forget to apologize. You see, careless with women, careless with money, careless with their reputation, careless with their integrity, careless with their health, careless with everything. And they just believe that once I can get to the place of prayer and rattle it out, it's done. No. Careless people makes it difficult for favor to locate them. Are you listening to what I'm saying now? Yes. Number four, bad track record. And let me say this to you. I have seen cases where people will see somebody's picture and call and say, you better run for your life because this person is going to defraud you. There are records and testimonies. Forget about people going online and writing about how the body of Christ don't forgive. I'm going to talk about unforgiveness. Some people have hurt people everywhere they have gotten to. They have created pain. They have stolen. They have deceived. They have lied. They have slept with their girls. Unfortunately so, there are people you see in church, even church. You have to call ladies. I see this guy around you, run. Because they have record. They have given this one pregnancy there. They have dashed that one abortion there. They have dashed, they will do many things. In fact, it will take somebody that somebody has stopped praying for to give them a yes in relationship. Their track record is painful and bad. And they forget that their works follow them as they move. Some people will mess some places up, go to new places, and say, now I have escaped. Their work will follow them there. They will either repeat the same thing, or somebody from there and will come and say, we know this guy, we know this person. One time somebody joined our church and was stealing phone. One time, even in Abuja, somebody joined our service. A very, you say this is sister in the law. I can never forget this sister. Her face is stored in my head. I pray I will see her again. Sister in the law. By the time we're done with service, one of our pastor's phone was missing. Where is this sister? She had escaped. She stole the phone after impartation. That was when I knew that impartation has its place. Teaching has its place. Arrest has its place. Arrest people. And it has its place. Because there are people that impartation may not change. You see that? And that's why we can, while doing service, you close call DPO, please come. The Holy Ghost is here, but it seems that is not his jurisdiction. This is your own jurisdiction. Please show up now and somebody, just come. You see that? These are things we see. By the time we're done with service, we try to investigate the pictures. And find, this sister was so much a professional. I don't even know if she's online right now. Just so you know, I'm looking for you by the grace of God and I will find you. It's a matter of time. One day we'll see doing a program and I will recognize. I will call you for laying on of hands and I will hold you by my hands. You see, I will tell ushers, hold this person for me. I'm going to pray for this after service. And I will text somebody, just give me a police officer. You see, I will lay hands on you, but you will not be free after that. You see that? Just so you know, we checked the pictures that was snapped during service. There was no picture that adequately captured the sister's face. That was how professional she was. Each time they want to snap, she'll do like this. Professional thief. One time now, so a boy will bring that one I said, I found a woman. God said she's my wife. I said, where is she? Say this one. You see how you will enter problem because you are looking for front and back. Problem, destiny issues. The girl will even steal the baby in her womb. I don't know why you are laughing, but that's the truth. When she's done, she will steal the baby. She's pregnant. She will steal. Where's the pregnancy? I don't know. Bad track record. Painful track record. Hey, many believers, I'm sorry, apologize, but that's the problem. I have issues everywhere they step to. Number what now? Number five, irresponsibility in carrying out duty. Irresponsibility in carrying out duty. Irresponsibility. I don't want to go into cases. And let me say this to you, for those of you who work, who are working, whether business people, every work you do must carry the signature of your person. That is, if we don't know you, we must be able to tell who you are from looking at the work you do. We must be able to tell if you're a good person. Have you seen, have experienced this painful thing? In fact, there are videos of me online that we need to call back, because tailors came, measured me for suit, and they measured my, the eyes were open, and said, this length, this, that, I say yes. This, that, I say yes. Only for them to bring parachute or duvet. I wear it in, I say, what is this? What is this? What have I, what will God say I've done wrong to deserve this embarrassment? I didn't price it. I didn't say beat it down, whether they now beat down the size. No. Everything God does carries his nature. I would say that even creation testify of the glory of God. How much more what you create is not testify of your person. It must testify of your person. It must testify of your person. Are you following what I'm saying? One time a tailor measured my head for cap. I was attending the wedding. It was just cap. It was just cap. Painful case. I'm pained. When they brought the cap, you think, oh my God, as I wore it, it sank. Covered me to my beard. I'm telling you, it covered my beard. I was not going for death by hanging. It was cap. Cap I was wearing. If I put all there, I'm just qualified as Labaja. Cap. 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 It sank. I've never seen it in my life. You meet people, they will show you. You think you have to go to a museum to see new things. No. Let some believers do things for you. You'll be shocked with your life. And they will see the the people may even come to church. You say those who are trusting God for impartation, they will come out. You look at the person and say, you, God forbid. Who will God say has offended that you receive the contract? It's not the devil opposing the person now. It's the track record saying, no, you. And sometimes, even you as a pastor, you look at the person, you pray for people and say, receive it, receive it. Get to that person and say, amen. I don't do that. I'm just joking. But seriously, it's a very serious matter. Don't laugh these things away. They are serious matters. This explains the reason why many believers are still struggling. Anything you do must carry passion. Burn the night candles. Even if the person is not paying you well, understand that it is free advert when they wear it. You understand what I'm saying? Even if the person is not paying you well, understand it is free advert when they use it. Maybe you are cooking, you are a chef, people order food, and then say, make this soup for us and all that. You say, this person was beating down the price. I will also beat down the ingredients. Who are you? Who are you deceiving? Important people will eat it and say, who created this mess? They will say, that's the logo. You can see now. That's the logo. If they cheat you in price, don't let them cheat you twice. Still do what is excellent. Are you following what I'm saying now? Very, very important. Very, very important. Number six now, or whatever the case may be. Is it number five now? Please let me beg you again, Christians, be responsible in carrying out your duty. You will have fragrance of people who have good testimonies about you testifying everywhere. Be very responsible in doing that. It's not just about prayer, no. Your character must speak and testify of you. There are people who try to get out of my life, and I will have to go and search them and say, you cannot go anywhere. I refuse for you to go anywhere. You may want to leave me, but I refuse to leave you. There are people who leave me, I don't miss. Not a day. Why? Because they never left me with good memories. There are people who leave the ministry, and I say this respectfully, I never miss them. They've caused pain, problem insulted this insurmountable, but because of the fragrance of the character, the goodwill, the integrity, the way they gotten the jobs done. When there is a need for things to that needs 10 people, one of them, sometimes they're even females, one will get the job done. I say, my God, please help me settle this person with a good man. But God, please help me. I whatever, there are people you want to pay all the price to have them around. True? Yes, because they work in that integrity and dexterity, that they are almost irreplaceable. If you are good, but you are also lacking character, you will not be missed. Many people are like that. So you are easily replaceable. Don't just be good. Carry character. Carry the fragrance of goodwill. Are you following what I'm saying now?
Yes,
number four, the last reason why I wrote here, why many believers are stagnated, is unforgiveness. Unforgiveness. Somebody has hurt you, yes. Move on. Recover, heal, and move on. Because you see, if you keep carrying the burden of that pain and those things, you will carry the fragrance to places where sweet fragrance are needed. Those who have hurt you have done it and they've gone successfully. But now you have allowed your life to be sabotaged because you keep carrying the pain as a trophy. No, there is no reward for carrying pain. Let it go. Forgive. You may not forget. But understand that it is in your best interest to let it go. Because this is what I'm saying. Understand this. Unfortunately, you may not know that the same people who have hurt you can be the window and doorway for your next level. And God will make it so. Sometimes that's the biggest test. The same people who have hurt you are still the same gatekeeper. So what do? You now say, because you have hurt me, I rather not enter this gate. You will suffer on your unborn children. You let go. I say, okay, there's no problem. See, you must look at the political scene. Even politicians admit some level of wisdom that you don't see in church. Somebody will speak against them. After the whole campaign is over, they are drinking together and laughing. I say, see, it was all for the campaign. But believers, they will say, till Jesus come, I will not forgive you. That's no, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Unforgiveness. Have you learned something this morning?
Yes,
listen to what I'm saying. We may not have shouted and prayed, but I've given you keys. I've given you keys that if you go back and investigate and put certain things in place, you'll begin to open doors. People begin to wonder, how come this door is opening for this person and all that? You're a minister, they invite to program. You find it difficult to celebrate your host, or you always forget to celebrate them. You move on as though you are the one who ordained them and put them in place. If they fail to call you again, the grace of your life becomes stale. Are you following what I'm saying now? Where there is no vision, the people perish. Where there is no people, the vision perish. You must have goodwill of men. Even Jesus grew in favor, but with God and with men. Listen to what I'm saying. You need favor. Many of the things I'm doing, I'm telling people who call me quietly and say, Apostle, please, this. I'm telling you, favor. Favor. I remember I was one time during the issue of the Naira crisis. I was in Abuja and there was an issue getting to the bank. They blocked my PIN. We had to do transactions. I couldn't do it. I stood in the bank on the queue and all that. The manager came out, looked at me from the crowd and said, please come. Took me to a separate room. I said, please sit down. Somebody will come on. Somebody came there, told the person to stop doing the work and just attend to him. And I don't know where the woman, maybe she has seen my message somewhere or seen me somewhere, but somehow it took somebody to also place me where she had seen me. Please sit down. What do you need again? Please, attend to him. They said, please, you don't have to wait for us to activate it. Just go. We'll activate it. We'll send you a mail. Consider it done. I said, what is this? Sometimes I'm at the airport waiting to board my flight. They move the flight and all that. Somebody will come and meet me. Please, you can't sit down there, Apostle. Please come and sit down here and all that. What do you need? The person is running up and down. This is a senior staff. You are wondering, running up and down. Please come at this executive chair and nobody will disturb you here. You say, what is this? Favor. Favor. But if you are known for wrong things, you will not experience it. Are you following what I'm saying here? Now, please, everybody, every one of us, lift your hands wherever you are. Say, from today, Father, help me to do the right things. This is the only prayer we'll pray today. To do the right things that will make favor a possibility in my life. From today, Father, help me to do the right things to make favor a possibility in my life. That will not just hear of it by the hearing of my ear. No. I will become a bona fide partaker of this. In the name of Jesus. Help me, Jesus. The wisdom to begin to inherit and enjoy the goodwill of men. The wisdom to begin to enjoy the goodwill of men. Father, help me. I receive, I walk in it. Wisdom to enjoy the goodwill of men. Oh God, I receive, I walk in it. In the name of Jesus. My Father, my God, help me. Please, you have 30 more seconds for that prayer. You have 30 more seconds. The wisdom to begin to enjoy the goodwill of men. Oh Lord, help me. Help me, Jesus. I receive that wisdom. I receive that body of wisdom in the name of Jesus. Please pray. Please pray. Please pray. Please pray. Please pray. Oh Lord, I receive that wisdom. I receive that wisdom. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 22150052 89 UBA. The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 22150052 89 UBA.